Why is it when the play is on, the actors speak so low? You strain your ear, but still can't hear because they mumble so. But when the commercials come, why is it? Tell me why. The words come pounding out at you like thunder from the sky. Steve Schoenfeld, A9.
Well, Steve may not know why, but...
Excuse me. Oh, that's perfectly all right, Professor. It's your class.
Yes, okay, all right. Yeah, read on, Davy.
You'd like me to pass another note?
Yes, no, but if you pass another one, I'll have to leave the room.
Yeah, he passed a D before.
I know. I stood over by the window as long as I could, trying to appear natural.
That's right.
This yeah, go on.
This was found under the sheet of my car. You'll notice, children, that there are three crushed eggs in it. These were little baby birds. Mm. Pass it around to you.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's wonderful.
Oh, oh boy.
Nice of you to bring nature into the class, Mr. Farnsworth.
Gosh, now I can do my science project.
What is your science project, by the way, Willie?
What is my science project?
Yeah, what do you have
discovering? Discovering the medicinal properties of eggshells. The medicinal properties of eggshells.
Uh-huh, that's nice.
Yes, you crush them all up into a fine powder.
Yeah, right.
And you take them in a little glass of hot water. And
then excellent.
Excellent. Exactly what I had in mind. What happens after you do
that? Existential!
Stop joking!
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's white of you.
Yeah, well, tempera fugit, that's what I say.
He passed another one over in the hall. Oh, my God. I'm going to the men's locker.
Little Jimmy...
Locked myself up.
Right, Jimmy Joseph had some liver in his locker.
Really?
We found it yesterday during with a Gallwiter Johnson.
His mommy won't let him eat with the other kids.
That's right.
He's a high liver. He sits up on top of his locker.
Right. No, he's high on liver.
Right. Little Bobby melts.
Yeah. Meat king of the class.
And he smells funny, too.
That's right.
Raw pork junior high school.
I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Communicating with the youth of America is the only way of evolution.
Talking about. Ality.
Get on with
talking
this.
Talking about.
I was reading earlier from some of the catalogs of the public.
Please. Thank you very much.
Public auction.
Austin Bergman, 2.
Austin, 2 points. Assist, Bergman. Bergman.
And, I will be sending a roving reporter into the field to be sold at the auction, so that we can get some idea. What's
sending
happened.
A sole reporter.
The auction,
actually,
yeah, the auction one. Starts Saturday, April 25th through Friday, May 1st. Now that's the exhibition sessions, as it were. Exhibition sessions sounds like a sex fair.
The exhibitionist will be sold the day afterwards.
10 to 9. And
Young Fox.
This is called Expos 70.
From May 3rd to May 20th, they will be selling all of these incredible
one
items.
One half point, Bergman.
Kid one lap, right lap. Wino loved it. Everything's okay.
One of the most interesting.
There's a guy out in the City of Commerce who's dying right now. Right?
Lot 3 and 4 and Lot 5 is a...
Don't look back! Oh, no!
...is a two-headed tortoise.
They're selling a pillar of salt in Lot 6. See here?
Lots and lots of those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And also a prop time machine. Not to mention a gong holder.
That's if you put, like, an old prop in it, it comes back a new prop.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, they have prop antlers. I don't know exactly, and there are three leather beds.
They're propellers.
Three leather beds?
Yes, there's three leather beds, 78 inches long by 38 inches wide.
There's going to be a lot of strange people going down to see that.
I think I'll go get a couple leather beds, put one on top of the other, and just watch them.
And you can buy a trick mirror, too, and then put it in the room with the trick mirror.
You can bind a trick mirror.
Young Fops.
There's one melting pot, one Vulcan clamp, one buckboard support, one dog wagon.
A grease protector.
Hey, here's some news from Yorkie, England, UPI. Victor Camage, 10 years old, his wrist and elbow broken, saw an ambulance arrive at his home to take him to the hospital. He ran. I thought they were going to cut my arm off, he said, after he was found hiding in a half-full barrel of beer in a nearby public house.
Where did you get these items?
This is scrambled brains on toast.
Oh, isn't that wonderful
thing?
Service, right?
Like Stephen Stephen Jet Mooser turned this out. I don't know if they can hear us. Mooser. He was a former president of UCLA, Japan, and he's putting this stuff together.
Wayne Joe, UCLA.
Scrambled brains on, yeah, right. Scrambled brains on toast, proudly serving the U.S. of A. From Washington to Florida, from California to Anaheim. So it's
just a kid, my daughter, a dope addict, and a prostitute.
Proselyte.
Just 9 years old, and she takes dope, it says here. This is from the a really fine publication, Inside News, 15 cents, the lowdown coast to coast. Cops guarded TV star from Boston's mad strangler. Candy Barr served 3 years parole. Remember Candy Barr?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
One of the early dopers, folks. See more of me and many others in a connoisseur's collection of 1,250 power-packed pin-up pictures.
If you've got the strength, come
all for only $1.
That's right.
The young lady here who lived down the street from Candy Barr, right here.
Did you really?
Right now.
Yay. Yeah. Good. Wonderful.
Well, I lived up the alley from Gypsy Boots, and that's just about the same thing. I saw a picture of Gypsy Boots, and I think it was Cesar Romero on the cover of Health of Vegetarian West, right? And it said, the new Gypsy Boots, 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 Boots. And it's he's having a show, and he's got Nancy Boots and her organic dancers. Oh, it's one of the, yeah, it's a lovely lineup. I got to bring that in next week.
No.
Nancy Boots and her
Nancy
Boots and her, I know, and her organic dancers.
Oh, the crying clowns.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
A Gypsy Boots Playing Energy Bar.
Man.
I went and had a couple of drinks at the Gypsy Boots Energy Bar, and it was wonderful, just wonderful. Just when I had some, they had some blood soup.
You leave so wired, you fall over.
There's a wire.
They have to wire you up.
It's a trip wire. It makes a hand grenade go off under an American canteen in Iwo Jima.
What a trip!
it's a remote booby trap, right? Right.
With us today.
Don't pick up that ticket to Expo 70. It may be booby traps. Right? All these World War II guys going back to Japan. Getting out of their cars, right?
That was 20 years ago.
I know, 20 years ago.
What?
Don't eat that udon. I told you it was booby trap. Oh, and go ahead, doctor.
Today, this person combines two firsts today. First, she's the third girl to appear on the show. Firesign Theater Radio Hour.
That's right.
And the first duck
to come forth.
Yeah.
That's Jane. Jane, this is serious, folks, because we discovered, Peter and I, the other night, someone who can do a duck voice better than anybody we'd ever heard before.
Better than Mel
Blanc.
And it
happens to be a chick, all you women's liberation people that keep asking us. There, see? So we thought that we'd bring her on in that many people don't know how to do duck voices. And it's always bothered me ever since I was a little kid that I couldn't do it properly.
Chicken. Doobie, how long have you been doing a duck voice?
Oh, many years.
How old were you when you first picked up the duck voice?
Oh, I was about 9.
About 9 years old, huh? What, did it just come on you, or did you study with somebody?
Oh, I studied with Donald Duck.
Donald Duck himself?
Yeah.
He's a good teacher?
No. I speak much better.
And I remember talking with you back at Duck Hall and talking about how important it can be to a young girl who, living as you did alone on the Galapagos Islands, to have something like a duck voice to keep you company. Did it really form that kind of a function in your young life? Was it important to you?
Yeah.
Did you return to it many times?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of times.
Is there any particular poem or anything that you like to recite that, you know...
No.
Maybe we could give her something to read. Can you just read something right off?
I brought some news items.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you read all this black here?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, just read this headline here.
What a cute
She
one.
Lost her panties in the subway.
Wonderful.
I don't want to read that.
No.